This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us this morning?
First, I want to tell you, Joe, that we have a big promotion and giveaway coming up in the 8 o'clock hour at 8:20-ish.
Just tease me a little bit.
I cannot tease you a little bit.
You can't tell me what it has to do with?
Nope.
March Madness or
nope,
something? No,
nothing.
You can't say.
You're not even supposed to say that, so why don't you leave it alone? This is why I hate that you checked your email for the first time since I've met you. Jeez.
Basketball
man.
Playoffs?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, 8:20, we'll have a nice giveaway for you. So, you good? You want to spoil it a little more? Speaking of college basketball, the Big East commissioner spoke about, now this is all rumor stuff here, but a possible merger with the ACC. Said he has great relationships with the commissioners, great respect for Jim Phillips. He said the Big East is looking at potential partnerships with other leagues to increase its relevance in basketball. I don't know what this thing's going to look like in 5 years, 10 years. But the Big East, by the way, I mean, they have UConn, St. John's, Villanova, Georgetown.
Yeah. No, they got some studs. I'm guessing my first thought is all the partners in the ACC are going, we ain't taking less money, right?
Well, I don't think any
don't be taking any of our money away. Even at the beginning, we want money. Everybody wants money, more money. It's getting expensive out there.
If you were a betting man, how do you think in 5 years, how do you think the conferences look?
Oh, what?
Are we going to end up with just
Woody, that's a
four
great question,
monsters?
Man.
Are we going to essentially kind of what we have now, I guess? Right? Because your conference is gone out west. That thing's dead.
I think it's fair to say there's kind of two monsters, if you're really honest right now.
Yeah, I guess.
You got two hanging in there.
The other two have a path to the playoff, though. So
yeah, they do.
Like,
but,
you know,
but look, at these guys are already trying to...
What they were saying the other day with the, like, we get four teams, you get two. Like, it's you know,
right. Well,
that's not good.
Probably going to happen.
You're probably right. Because I don't know if this is realistic, but is the fear that they would break off from everyone else? Take a bunch of other teams with them and just be like, all right, we're the new college football?
I don't know if that's good for business, man. Cutting out a lot of different parts.
Is it, though?
I don't know. Country. I don't think it's good.
Well, you wouldn't be cutting out any parts of the country now because those two conferences.
I think losing the Pac-12 sucks. I think it's terrible not to have a conference out there playing together.
A lot of rivalries and stuff that have gone away, and not just in that conference, in a lot of conferences.
Boy,
and I know they don't want to play anyone out of conference anymore either, these teams.
They're saying the Big Ten and SEC are going to start playing each other. Because if you got four guaranteed, you don't care if you have three or four losses. You can still get in.
That's true. That's a good point. All right. A couple of memorabilia items from over the weekend here, Joe.
Not another Ohtani.
No Ohtani today. We had a jersey that Victor Wembanyama, he did a jersey swap with a young fan after a December game. Sold for $73,000 just days after Wemby's season came to a close. Now, I will tell you, Wemby is risky as hell right now to start investing in that guy. Blood clots are not a good situation. We know we've experienced that down here.
Yeah, but come on, man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
I'm just saying, man. I know he's supposed to recover all that stuff. I know.
You turned the guy into a piece of meat. You just turned him into just a.
Well, I just remember going through. Remember with Bosch and how ugly that got? Remember, I got people to clear me.
He did. Didn't he finally find like one guy that said, I think he's fine? And they're going, hell no, he's not fine. Our doctors go, no, he's not. Remember the Heat doctors go, no.
Yeah,
no.
When he dies on the court, is that going to be our problem or your problem?
Can you imagine if they would have and he drops on that court and that's it?
Oh, yeah, it would have been.
The lawsuits?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I just remember going through
that. And
Bosch
was like pissed. And Bosch was mad for a long time.
I don't blame him, by the way. Guy was like, what was he, almost in his prime at that point? He was young.
I think he got every dime.
It's not about money, though.
All right.
Not always about money.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah, Joe.
That's all we talk
about. Money.
Money's changing a lot of people out there, Woody. It's going to change you.
Bosch was 31 when he had to retire.
Yep.
So, speaking of money.
Well, he disappeared. What happened to him? He kind of.
Chris Bosch? Yeah. I know. Well, yeah. Tough end. He's got to be what? Not late 30s now? He's. Probably my age.
He and D Wade and
40.
Is he? Okay.
40. Okay. That's just about my age. Again, speaking of money here, Joe, we had our first LeBron card hit the $1 million mark since 2022. So it's been a while here for LBJ. A 2003 Upper Deck Exquisite Collection RPA out of 23. RPA rookie patch auto.
Thank you.
No problem. Sold for $1.22 million.
God, these cards. Whew. Wow.
The question with LeBron, and I think this is really interesting, is does he have the staying power of an MJ?
I don't think you have
Michael
to worry
Jordan
about it for
still,
another 3 or 4 years.
No, no, I know.
Start acting like Tom Brady. He's gonna play forever.
In general, like Michael Jordan is so insanely popular still.
Yes.
His cards are the most sought after. His memorabilia,
his shoes,
his clothes.
His shoes.
Is LeBron going to have that sort of staying power? Where are we going to be sitting here 30 years from now talking about LeBron?
Great question.
I mean, MJ's got to be, what, 20-something years out of basketball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It will be, that's an interesting question. There are a lot of people always going to like MJ over. Everybody loves MJ's story. Everybody actually likes the fact that MJ left and the conspiracy theories and why and gambling and, you know, his whole father's thing that he went through and comes back and wins three more championships after trying baseball. It's crazy. Crazy story.
All right, and our final one here, Joe. I thought this was pretty funny. This was from a station in Boston, WEEI, and they were doing a little hockey talk about the Four Nations. And a radio host from Montreal named Tony Marinaro decided he would call in and kind of, you know, bust these guys' chops a little bit here. So this is the call.
All right, let's go to Curly in Boston. What's going on, Curly?
Hey, guys, I can't believe we lost that game tonight. But as usual, we get owned by Canada like 90% of the time when we play, guys. Yeah. We get owned by them. You know what? It's their game, guys. We just have to admit it.
Yeah. It's closer now, though. And I don't know if you can necessarily say that anymore. I mean,
they beat them last week.
Yeah.
The USA beat them last week when the game didn't mean anything. Last night was the biggest game. Yeah. Last night was the final. I mean, what's going on here? Look, we don't have a Connor McDavid. We don't have a Sidney Crosby. We don't have a Cale Makar. We don't have a Nathan MacKinnon. What do we have? We have Austin Matthews. He disappears in every big game.
Oh, yes, he does.
He goes into the corner. He goes get a guy to make it a 3-on-1, and we leave the best player in the world, Connor McJesus, all alone in the slot. Guys, we don't know how to play hockey, man. All we do is we talk a big game. We go out there, Matthew Tkachuk, Brady Tkachuk. Matthew was a selfish move, guys. He was hurt. We didn't play Kyle Connor because we paid Matthew Tkachuk for 6 minutes, guys. Our arrogance is getting the best of us. We have to stop. We have to stop with this 51st state garbage. At the last night, we were owned, guys. We were the 11th province of Canada.
It was pretty good, huh?
Oh, that is...
I use the name Curly. Curly in Boston.
That is some good ball chopping right there. If I don't say so myself.
Yeah,
that
was not just, bad, right?
Just outstanding, actually.
Good job by the host in Montreal there.
Not letting it go. Nah, you're not quite there. All right. Hey,
announcement coming up in 25 minutes, Joe. That's,
all right.
That's what I've been told to
and
let
the
you know.
Reason that it's 25 minutes, because Xavier Restrepo is expected to join his former Canes wide receiver in just a few minutes. Boy, what great numbers, man. What great numbers. If there's been a guy to root for coming out of college to see how this thing goes, it is Mr. Restrepo and what he has done. And can't wait. We got a lot of things to talk about with the combine, pro days, everything else, and the season he just had, of course, as well as other stuff. Plus, a big announcement. That stuff is all straight ahead.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at AlmaSed.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.